Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Would forget to pick me up from school.
Drugs and alcohol may make you forget your problems.
My mother got help, and because of recovery, she is here for me.
Hi, Mom. You ready? Let's go.
For drug and alcohol treatment for you or someone you love, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations Radio. Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced it? Come on, tell them. Here I am. Here I am.
Thank you. can you do? I give myself away.
Letting go as we speak. Are you allowing the essence of this moment to just carry you and trust the process of life? Things don't always turn out as you think it would or should. But when you relax, when you let go, you realize that all is truly well. As I speak, stuff is happening, but all is truly well. We just keep it moving. We come back to right now. What am I grateful for? right now, what is the best that is happening to me right now? Okay, I want so-and-so to happen, but it didn't happen. But right now, I have the mind to think that what I want to happen is not happening. The fact that I can think, I am grateful. The fact that I can breathe, I am grateful. The fact that I can think of another alternative, I am grateful. The fact that I can call somebody, I can communicate, I can share, I am grateful. It's hard to be grateful when you're holding on. Because the fact that you're holding on suggests that you don't believe all is well. So when you don't believe all is well, instead of being grateful, you will ask, what is there to be grateful for? But when you let go, I feel so much better. Now, things are still chaotic. Things are still crazy. But you, for some funny reason, I feel peaceful. Carolyn Drucker reminding us to relax, to let go, to release and surrender, and know that all is truly well. But it becomes very easy to do all of that when you give your life away. When you give your life away, when you give yourself away, when you say, I am here for something greater. When you understand that you're both physical and non-physical, and your physical side, aspect, part, whatever you want to call it, it's simply a projection of your non-physical self. Your non-physical self knows everything. It is everything. The physical side that you see, that you experience on a day-to-day basis, doesn't seem to work out the way you want it to work out, because you think, well, I did this. I don't know why it's not working out. That physical aspect can be changed when you remember that you are non-physical as well. As a matter of fact, you can just release, relax, surrender, and say, you know, to be quite honest with myself, I don't really know what I want from a physical perspective, from my egoic mind, from the mind that thinks it's separated from God. I don't really know what I need to make me happy, so I surrender. I give myself away, I give my life away, and I say, God, use me, because ultimately I am the expression of God. I am all that God is. So when I release, when I relax, when I surrender, and I give myself away, conversations about letting go or being dragged just becomes a wonderful conversation, a table topic. Like, yes, I remember times when I let go, and I know times when I hold on. Ah, so much fun, so much fun. Yes, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Just take this moment now, even if you just finish meditating, take this moment now to just breathe in, consciously breathe in the breath of life. Feel the presence and power of God that you are move through you consciously. We started the show off with, I give myself away. That's a prayer. That's the ultimate surrender. That's the ultimate alignment. That's a power prayer. If you want to find out more about William McDowell, who's the artist, William McDowell, McDowell is McDowell. You can go to his website, WilliamMcDowellMusic.com. WilliamMcDowellMusic.com. And then, thankfully, just the way things work out, when things are happening as they do in computer land, in technology land, there's always another way, and not just computer land, in your life. And Karen Drucker just runs in and says, wait, I relax, I let go, I release, I surrender. I have to do that. I said, oh, no, I'm not going to trip, I'm going to trust. because I got the music. All is well. We ain't going nowhere. We ain't going nowhere. That's right. Sometimes to just say, I'm not going anywhere, it doesn't have that much power. Gotta say, I ain't going nowhere, okay? I'm here to stay. I'm here to be an example of who and what God is. So deal with it. If you want to find out more about Karen Drucker, you can go to her website, KarenDrucker.com. That's Drucker, like a trucker, but with a D, KarenDrucker.com. I want to welcome all of you that are listening to the show right now on the phone, online, and those of you listening to the archive right now. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for sharing the show. Thank you for just being part of this wonderful co-creative experience. Thank you for your feedback about the show, particularly Thursday show. I am just as moved as you guys are. It's a new day. It's a new way of being. You know, it's really time to blend the intellect with the intuition. It's time to just know that they're the same. They serve different purposes, but we bring them together. When you marry the intellect with the intuition, you give birth to yourself. The intuition, your feminine aspect, the intellect, the masculine aspect. When you bring them together, when you allow them to make love because you embrace them in the consciousness of love, you give to yourself. You give birth to yourself and you can just sit and trust the process of life. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Life is good, it's getting better. And just a little whisper in your ear. If you feel moved, if you feel led to share your testimonies with us, your feedback, your appreciation, you can go to Life Conversations Radio Network, Life Conversations with S, Radio Network .weebly.com. Oh, I got a pain in my neck. Something is a pain in my neck right about now, but by the time I finish the show, in the next minute, it'll be all gone. Okay, Life Conversations Radio. Radio Network, weebly.com is the place to be, and just put your comments and all the other good stuff that you want to share with us. Maybe something, an idea that you have, and maybe something you want us to do. Everything is on that page, on that website. Go in there, send us an email. Also, if you want to share your monetary gift with us, you can go to lifecoachabe.com, lifecoachabe.com, and there's a donate button. Click the donate button, and as you click the donate button, say, okay, Spirit, what should I get? Tune in, tap in, and just let it flow. I want to welcome you, Tamara, Melly66. There used to be a Nelly66. I don't know if Melly66 has evolved and grown. It used to be Nelly, now it's Melly. Joyful Tamara Joy, welcome, welcome, welcome. Donna, you are here. You're right where you're supposed to be. Celestial One, doing her thing, living her life like it's golden. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My co-producer, Betty Biggies, I know her last name. She's in the house as well. She may not be in the chat room, but she's here. She's here. She's doing her thing. I'm so full. I'm grateful. I am grateful for the opportunity to to give myself away to show up. I've been listening to Leanne. What's the song? Let me pull this up because I can't remember that. Leanne something. She's the artist who did the song. I Hope You Dance. Leanne Womack? I think there's a middle name. I can't remember now. But anyway, I'm putting up something as we speak. You know how I do. And she talks about, I hope you dance, and you have a choice to just sit out or just get involved. I hope you dance because your life is here to be lived. Your life, there we go. I knew there was a middle name. Leanne Womack. There you go. Leanne Womack. That's the middle name. And I hope you dance. It's a beautiful song. If you haven't heard it, or if you've heard it, just pull it up every now and then to remind you that you are here to do something amazing. Whoa, I've got things I need to do, announcements, but I'm just feeling this energy surge through me, and I'm trying to stay grounded because I'm doing a little bit more than I usually do. just one or two more things, because I'm always multitasking. The number is 347. Yeah, that would help me find my balance. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. And guests know that you can register with Blog Talk Radio so you can interact with the chat room. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Just want to share something that I just heard. You know, in this space and place of letting go or being dragged, in this space where we sometimes get conflicted by the human side and the spiritual side, we got to understand that all is well, that we are both human and divine. We are both human and divine. So when you feel the energy, when you feel that you're getting lost in the moment, sometimes find something to ground you, to bring you back to now, so you can come back to your senses. Ooh, confession time. So when I get caught up in the energy and I can't even think of what I'm doing, I tell you the phone number. I'll say something that something that's repetitive. Sometimes you can get yourself some dark chocolate, like my dear friend Betty reminds me, to just ground yourself. Sometimes you just go and walk on grass. When you're feeling carried away by life, like, I don't know if I'm coming and going, do something out of habit. Make yourself a cup of tea. If it's coffee, do that too, because it's all God. But you're going crazy with it, that's on you. If you go crazy with tea, that's on you. There's always something to do to remind you that you're both human and divine. There is a reason why your divine self chose to express as a human being. So there's nothing wrong with it. You're so much more. You're so much more. Ooh, let's do this another. Let's just, ooh. Can't stop this flow, and I'm not even trying to stop the flow, because it's not about stopping the flow. It is about glowing with the flow. It is about going with the flow and glowing with the flow. Life is good, is getting better. Let go or get dragged. You have a choice. But then you know what? It's really not either or, because there's going to be an experience where you let go and all is well. And then you feel like you're just expressing your spiritual self. You're so grounded, all is truly well. And then in your spiritual self wonders that, hold on, well, I don't know how this is going to work out. Oh, I don't know if I'm going to get approved. I don't know if I should do this. But because life is always in motion, you're going to get dragged. You're going to get carried along. But you always know when you're getting dragged, because sometimes you feel pain in your body. Sometimes you feel like you're just tossed in the wind and you don't know what's going on. In that moment, you say, oh, I think I'm holding on. Don't ask. Don't say, I don't know how to let go. You simply make a choice. You simply make a choice. Okay, this is not going how I want it to go. This is not what I had planned. All right, what can I do next? Well, it looks like this is going to turn out real bad. Okay, we'll see what happens. It's about trust and confidence. Trust and confidence. Trust. Trust that you are one with the one. Trust that God knows. God as you, God in you knows. Sometimes you just got to be still. You just got to stop. You just have to say, that's it. I'm not going to lunch. I'm just going to stay here and be still. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to ask, okay, what do you have to show me now? What do you have? What is the lesson that I need to learn here? What do I need to see? Doesn't matter if it's a pain in the neck or pain in the rear end. What's the lesson here? What is my body trying to tell me? God is always whispering. God is always yelling, if you will. God is always talking. The question is, are you listening? And you are now, because you're present in this very moment called now. So while you're listening, let me squeeze in this announcement before I get swished by some more energy. And I'm coming to you, Donna. I'm coming to you, Donna. Ah, oh, my God. I can't. There's something going on, and I'm loving it. Don't just flow, just flow, just flow. announcement. Let's keep the announcement going. Ooh, gosh. Okay. If you're feeling it, you think what's wrong with me. But if you're feeling it, you'll understand. Okay, announcement. I want to invite you to live from the inside out, where you give yourself the opportunity to move from ideas and topics and concepts to embodying the truth, to being a conscious expression of the unconscious. Ooh, I love that. To become a conscious expression of the unconscious, a conscious expression of the unknown, of the all good. And I'm creating a space for you to go deeper, to reveal the answers to the challenges that's going on in your world. This Wednesday, actually, it's a three-part coaching, group coaching session. It's September 21st, 28th, and October 5th. And some of you guys know how I am with dates. And every time I say that, I affirm that, but that's okay. It's all good. So it's every Wednesday, starting this Wednesday. Well, next three Wednesdays. Let me rephrase that. The next three Wednesdays. 21st, 28th, and October 6th. October 6th. Blah, blah. October, let me see. Maybe something's going to tell me something. October 5th. That's what it is. Right, multitask. You need to, like that, because people need to get their calendar straight. And do, yes, October 5th. There you go. Hosting, facilitating a teleconference called Living from the Inside Out. It's a three-part group coaching session. It's $99. That's $33 a session. I mean, you're investing in yourself. Register now by going to lifecoachade.com. I'm out of my body right now. I have to every now and then bring myself back. lifecoachade.com. lifecoachade.com. When you get there, just click the group coaching tab, and that will give you all the information, a little bit more about the teleconference, and register. You're investing in yourself. You're walking the sacred yes. And, I want to tell you about my baby that I'm giving birth to, but I'll leave that to the end. Also, for those of you who know about Family Constellations, Family Constellations, Ancestral Blueprints, we host Ancestral Blueprints every last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson. And Lisa Iverson, she's my co-host every last Wednesday of the month. And we do a program called Ancestral Blueprints. Ancestral Blueprints is about connecting with all aspects of your soul. And if you want to find out more, because we've talked about family constellations, Lisa Iverson facilitates that workshop. She's going to be in Atlanta at the end of this month. But you can get more information by going to Family Constellations West. Family Constellations, as in stars, ConstellationsWest.com, and click the Atlanta event. All the details are there. Tomorrow, we are talking transformation, healing, spirituality from an African perspective with Dr. Emmanuel Larty. I am excited about that. And let me tell you about my baby. I have been working behind the scenes. As a matter of fact, let me put it this way. I've been making myself available for this baby to be birthed through me. I am giving birth to a baby called Forgiveness. Yes, I'm working on a book called Forgiveness, and it will be out before the end of this year. So lots are going on, and we're just letting it happen. We release, let go, relax, because I give myself away. I give myself away. I let it be. I think those are the housekeeping stuff. I have to have somebody else do that for me, because when I'm in the flow, I just want to stay in there sometimes. But it's good to keep me grounded, because I get, you know how I get, 347-426. 3346, 347-426, 3346. Live Conversations Radio is where it's happening. Call in. Are you struggling with letting go? Do you feel like you're being dragged? Are you struggling with looking, you know, you just blending the two. Are you in a place where you feel stuck? I shared this on the social network the other day. You're not stuck. You're holding on. But if you're not sure what you're holding on to, or just need some insights, just want to expand, you want to see something from a different perspective, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Oh, boy, I love it. I'm grateful. It's the number to call. So let go or get dragged. What are we talking about? Do we need to take a break? Let's see. No, we won't take a break right now. I do have a gift for you from Sophia, the goddess of wisdom, reminding us about this time that we're in right now. But that's coming up soon. But let's just talk a little bit more about this letting go or getting dragged. You know, there is a natural order to life. Now, we have been conditioned to believe otherwise. We have been conditioned to be afraid, to be very afraid. We've been conditioned to be afraid of ourselves. We've been conditioned to be afraid of our power. But a new day is dawning upon us. A new earth is around. A new earth, a new way of being. And you feel it. You feel the soul quake. Forget earthquake. Man, that's nothing. You can always replace the materialistic stuff. When you have a soul quake, ooh, you don't even know how to value what was damaged, what you released, what's been taken away. There's not enough insurance agent to tell you the value of what you had to let go of when there's a soul quake. But one thing for sure, you are going to be made new. We're in a very interesting time right now. Right now, things are shifting. The old way of being, the things that people used to tell us, it's like, yeah, I get it, but I want more. You know, when you find yourself, when you step into that place saying you want more, it is your soul saying, yes, let's do some dance here. There's more. So as you go through life and grow through life, let me stop right there. You know, excuse me. We have been playing this dualistic game, even those of us in the spiritual community. We say we are one. We say God is all there is, but then we divide ourselves. We separate ourselves by saying, well, my ego did not allow me, or my ego is getting in the way. Then we end up doing or communicating the same thing we judged about other people. If your ego wasn't necessary, it won't be part of your reality. Deal with that. Now your ego of itself has no power. Ego of itself has no power. No, it doesn't. Your ego has as much power as you give it. And how do we give this egoic mind, the personality self, how do we give it power? Because we start to believe what is reflecting back to us. That when you show up fully, the people are going to judge you because you were told that as a child. So you say, well, I can't show up fully. That if I speak my truth, then people won't like me. That's when you give your egoic mind the power, because now you're allowing yourself to be taken over by an idea. But in this moment when you let go and say, wait a minute, I'm feeling this bubbling up inside of me. I know the truth. I am expansive. I am one with the one. Let me tap in right now. Let me tune in. Let me listen to my intuition. What am I feeling led to say, to share? What do I need to do differently? What do I need to let go of? What's the lesson here? It's a moment-to-moment thing. Now, some of us, there's this phrase that says, every man thinks his burden is the heaviest. True. Because whatever you're dealing with, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. But how do you find the solution? How do you find a solution to it? By thinking differently. So when we talk about let go or get dragged, I, life coach, I ain't not talking about just let go and never get dragged ever again. No, I believe in practical spirituality. Then there are going to be some times when you let go. There's going to be some times when you're dragged. But if you stop judging the time you were dragged, then even while you're being dragged, you can let go. Ooh, I love that. I love it. So we do this either-or business. I remember, you know, you hear me say you're going through an experience, a challenge, and you're growing through it. And I saw a post on Facebook that caught my attention. And somebody who's a friend of mine said, don't go through life, grow through it. And I like it. I like it. But we now have to start thinking differently, that life is not either or. Go through life, and while you're going through life, grow through it. There are people who go through life, and they get to the other end, and they're dumber than a doorknob. Like, I don't see the point for that. I don't know. I don't understand why we have to go do that and do this when we can just not even waste money doing that. You are here to reveal the truth of who you are. So no matter what you're going through and growing through, remember that you were called forth for this very moment. We say, what is your calling? What's your purpose? Why are you here? You called yourself forth to be the face of God on this planet. So when you've been asked, what is your calling? You've been asked, what did you call yourself forth to do? What is the gift that you're here to bring? You are here to bring something. You are here to bring something. And when you remember what you're here to bring, oh, my God, it really doesn't matter if you're being dragged, if you're in resignation. You are so in love with what you're doing. I tell you, folks, there are times. Well, actually, no, let me put that in context. Well, there have been times. There have been times. When before the show, I've shared this before with new listeners and worth reminding you, there have been times when before the show, I'm just feeling like, I don't know. Jeez, what's going on? How am I going to resolve this issue? But I remember, and I've told myself over and over for many years, so that's a way of being, that I'm here to teach, to serve, to give, to transform, to be a transformational agent when I step into my calling, when I call myself to be, nothing matters. And I tell you, when I finish doing the show, I am vibrant at such a level that the thing that was bothering me, that I was worrying about, it's like, okay, well, it work itself out. Your purpose, your calling is the answer to every and anything that you might be going through and growing through. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Number 347-426. Whew, 3346. I love it. Oh, can you feel it? This is God being God. Yes, Tamara, I'm going to address that conversation. Donna, press 1 on your keypad if you're ready. And I'm going to take a quick break. Let's see what's going on here. I'm communicating with the whole world. Oh. No, you didn't. Donna is communicating with me on Facebook, and she said she did something by mistake. You better let go or get dragged. You better speak up. But anyway, I let you be in charge of that. When we come back, Tango wants me to talk about the difference between letting go and feeling resignation. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. Let's take a break. Oh, you know, no, it's not time for a break. Not time for a break. Life coach, I don't even front. Yes, it's not. Okay, here it is. There's a statement, Diamond's a girl's best friend or whatever, but you also know the story about Diamond that it gets put under pressure for it to shine. Real spirituality is not running about. It's not running away from pain. Real spirituality is not running away from drama. Real spirituality is not being in a bubble. Real spirituality is embracing all. So like a diamond, when life happens to you, when life happens for you, when life happens as you, and you feel the pain, remind yourself that life is pushing out the best in you. That life is squeezing out the best in you. Now, we don't always remember this while that is happening when we're in pain, because sometimes when you're in pain, you are not thinking truth. You're just like, ow, you want to scream. But the best thing you could do to yourself is to prepare yourself for the moments when you have to get into the ring of life through your spiritual practice, through forgiveness, through meditation. Everything you need to be spiritually grounded, to be spiritually equipped, if you will, to be spiritually available, is available right now, and it is free. It will only cost you a decision to allow it. If you're willing to say, okay, I don't understand, my relationship is in a mess, I'm having issues with the teachers, my child's school. I can't seem to pay my bills. I don't have enough money. I don't have a job. My health is not getting better. I feel grounded, but I look at the world and it's messed up. You know the story about diamonds. It's talking about how people are being killed for the diamonds to make into the shop. And the bloodbath that takes place when you can see things through the eyes of God, when you can see your life through the eyes of love, it will change your experience. Because love is everything. Love is the pain. Yes, it is. Love is the joy. Love is the judgment. Love is the acceptance. Because love knows that, yes, on its growing process, it has judged in the past. So now that it embraces all that is, it can say, I can just be unconditionally loving. God is all there is. Love is all there is. I'm not talking about the love that we experience when we find somebody that love in a romantic thing. That, oh, gosh, you know, love is blind. No, love ain't blind. Love, ooh, love is the most, how do I put this? Ooh, okay, let me just put it in this plain term. The eyes of love is so wide open, you can't even handle it. But when you allow yourself to see through the eyes of love, you will feel something surging through your body, and you will realize the things that used to piss you off, though you may be triggered, you're able to smile. As a matter of fact, you may actually feel yourself being triggered negatively, and you say, oh, I'm triggered by this comment. I'm triggered by that picture. I'm triggered by that image. Ah, let me remember. That's what love does. Jesus the master teacher could not be as powerful as he was if he hadn't experienced those things that other people would experience. If he didn't know what judgment was, if he's never judged people. Unless you know judgment, unless you've been judgmental, you never really know what it means to be compassionate. To be compassionate. What I mean is, I'm not saying go out and judge, but do that, that's on you. But what I'm saying is, compassion comes from a place where you understand, I am that. I've done that before. Here's the healing remedy as we take a break and yield to the goddess of wisdom. If there's anything right now, if there's somebody in your life that's getting on your last nerve, look at them and say to them, I am that. I am that. Woo! So let me shock you a little bit. Okay, no, let me not shock you too hard. Look at a person who is judgmental and say, I am that. Look at the neighbor that is so mean and say, I am that. I'm taking up a notch. Stay with me. Look at the senator that's saying something that you think they're lying and say, I am that. Look at a culture that you think it's time to take away your freedom, your joy, your happiness, your peace, and say, I am that. Oh, here we go, here we go. Look at the murderer and say, I am that. Yeah, I know, let's stop with that for a minute. Look at the armed robber, someone who broke into a bank, and say, I am that. Now, this is real spirituality. Now, we can get intellectual about it. Well, if I claim that, wouldn't law of attraction make me a murderer? No, because for you to say I am that, you recognize that you are the law, that you recognize that you're one with the one. And when you can look at somebody that you would have judged, criticized, blamed in the past, and you say I am that, you are bringing awareness to it. Because law of attraction will assist you in bringing healing to the ills of the world. When you say, I am that, you're reminding yourself that you are the light. Sophia, just can't break it down differently. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. Let's go. There's so much happening. 347-426-3346. One more thing, he said. Maybe it's not time for a break. Oh, my God, really? That's the time? Wow. Okay. Let's take a break. 347-426-3346. Woo! Don't you love it? Embrace it, embody it. When you're living from the inside out, you will see life differently. You will.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life, and we ask you, we encourage you, we're lovingly nudging you to like the page for this show. Follow Life Conversations Radio on this page, World Blog Talk Radio's page. At the top on the left, it says follow so you can get regular updates. And share the show on social networks. Just let the world know that the world is perfect just as it is. Just as it is. And people don't believe it, tell them. There's a place where you must go because they're sharing with people. They're teaching people how to move from where they are to where they want to be. Isn't that right, Mr. P? What do we do over here? Remind them, say differently.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage and make that move. Until you make that move, you will not move. Nothing deep about that.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
This current time of waiting and releasing is proving to be somewhat uncomfortable for many of you. Flu symptoms, digestive upsets, aches and pains of all kinds are surfacing at this potent time. Being asked to accept a time of waiting is difficult, but waiting in discomfort is proving to be hugely challenging for many. In this last month, many fears have risen in the hearts of humanity, and these fears are moving inexorably through the physical body. If these symptoms are causing weariness and restriction in your movement and in your life, then welcome this time of healing and know that when your healing process is complete, you will be grateful for all your freedom and energy for the exciting adventure that is to come. September 11 saw a particular focus on the pain of the past, and fear was instilled in the many by those who would wish to hold the planet in a vibration of fear of survival. This day had a huge ripple effect that was sent to all parts of the globe. While it is important to remember those who lost their lives and take the time to send love and prayers to all those painfully affected by this event, it is also important to remember that this powerful event also opened the hearts of all of humanity as they watched the event unfold on their television screens. It allowed much karma to be played out, and those who owed karmic debts were seen to act in incredibly heroic ways to save others. We are reminded that all of us on this planet are here for a purpose, and if that purpose is to volunteer to be an example of strength and resilience to others, then there are no lives wasted in such an event. Heap honor and glory on those who have passed to their next level of growth beyond humanity, and know that their cycle of lives on Earth are now complete. Bless them and thank them for their sacrifice in showing us that nothing is set in physical stone and that our lives can change in an instant. Be grateful to know that this shocking event has indeed shocked humanity out of its complacency to look at a deeper meaning to your own life as well as the direction of human development. Take this time of waiting and discomfort to devote to prayer and meditation. In your visualizations and your pure intention, weave a reality that aligns to the almighty plan for the universe and seek your God for guidance in the placement of your own individual thread in the tapestry of human existence. You have a color and a presence within this great tapestry that cannot be discarded or changed. Each tiny thread is required in its entirety and beauty in order to make sense of the whole. Embrace your fears as they rise, knowing that they rise in order for you to recognize them and then take responsibility for releasing them. This is the key to moving through these fast-paced days of waiting. It is important for all to be in as pure a space as possible before moving into the next stage of evolvement. The next vitally important date of 11-11-11 is rapidly coming towards you, and this will see the greatest shift known to man. This unprecedented portal will open to a phase of huge change and growth for all. This is why you are asked to wait at this time. If you are suffering discomfort, know that it is in preparation for this potent event. If you are free from symptoms and feel strong and ready for forward movement, you also must wait. So why not employ your energy in assisting others who require support to move through their healing journey? Offering healing in whatever form that may take will benefit you as much as whoever receives it. Even if it's just a simple smile or a phone call to say, "I care." Be mindful of the joy to be had during this time of excitement and anticipation. Focus on gratitude for all that you have in this moment and share the unique thread of love that you are. Peace.
Focus on gratitude. Focus on gratitude and share the love that you are. Focus on gratitude and share the love that you are. Focus on gratitude. There's always, 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 always something to be grateful for. Now, think about it. Everything that you're going through and growing through, you don't have the bigger picture. There's so much going on behind the scenes. There's so much going on that you don't understand. There's so much going on an emotional level, on a mental level, on a physical level, on a psychic level, ethereal level, in the universal level. Sometimes you don't even know what's happening in another continent, another country that was released, that was said, that was shared, that you're picking up. Sometimes you start feeling like you're quiet and you don't understand, and then later on you realize, oh, a year ago to the day, a loved one made their transition, and then you remember, oh, that's why I was so sad. Focus on gratitude. That was Brenda K. channeling Sophia, Wisdom of Goddess. Yeah, that works too, Ade. The Wisdom of Goddess, and also known as the Goddess of Wisdom, which I didn't tap in that moment, but I'm tapping back in. She said, no. So if you want to find out more about Brenda K., you can go to her website. It's BrendaK.com. BrendaK.com. It's about a change, and we're feeling discomfort, we're feeling resignation, we're feeling, what the heck, what's the point, why should I even bother? Nobody cares. People are judging me, but you know what? There's a plan. There's a reason for it. 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. To go back to the question Tamara asked, you know, she said, talk about letting go and feeling resignation. Well, if you're feeling resignation, if you don't judge yourself, if you can be in that place and not judge yourself, then all is well. Just become aware that, I feel like, flip it. I'm going to say something else, but, you know, I want to pretend that I don't use those words. So flip it. What the flip is going on right now? I don't care. All is well. I let go. I just let God deal with it. I don't know what to do. I release. And everybody is saying, do something. No, there's nothing to do. I'm just going to be. But when you allow others to determine what you should be doing or not doing, even Life Coach Ade, because everything that I share through this platform, and when we talk on a one-to-one basis, on a phone, through email, I will share what I'm feeling in my soul, but I invite you, please check in with your consciousness, check in with your intuition, check in with your inner being, and know that it aligns with you. What I'm sharing is what I know to be true, and your truth is right there waiting for you. Who I am is just a catalyst for you to tap into who you really are, to tap into the truth. I can support you. I can hold you till you get there. That's what I'm here to do. You know? There's a comment in the chat room, which I'm not going to read because I'm told not to read it, so I won't read it. But what I want to ask you is, whatever you're dealing with right now, whatever, anything you're going through and growing through that's causing you pain, that's causing you anger, frustration, and you've been working with it over and over, I want to ask you, who are you without that story? Who are you? If you can't tell that story anymore, or you never had that experience, how are you showing up? Because you know what you focus on. When you focus on something, energy goes there. When energy goes to it, you experience more of it. And anything that you feel that keeps showing up, there's a gift.
Good morning.
There is a gift. It's a change. A change is coming over you. A change is happening. We're feeling it. We're anticipating it. So we're anticipating it and we're experiencing it. But are you willing? Are you grounded enough? Are you doing your work so that as you move through the soul quake, you can have something to hold on to?
It may not be physical, but you know within you there's something strong holding you. This is Nikki Harris. A change is coming over me.
A change. We'll be back. A change has come over me. Washed away all my fears, and she made me prepare a table for you. You don't have to.
wonderful changes coming over you, over me. Yes, indeed. Nikki Harris, doing her thing at Agape Spiritual International Spiritual Center. Yeah, that's the way to do it. If you want to find out more about Agape, you can go to agapelive.com, agapelive.com. And if you want to find out more about Nikki Harris, you can go to her website, Nikki Harris, N-I-K-I-H-A-R-I-S.com. She used to be one of the backup singers for Madonna. That sister can sing. That sister can kind of, she can shift your vibration. You are listening to Ask Life Coach at OnLifeConversationsRadio.com. We do have the opportunity, the chance. We're given the opportunity right now to surrender to the natural flow of life. The natural flow of life right now. You have a choice. What stops us, what blocks us, is the belief. It's the idea that, well, we think we know, or we're afraid what's going to happen, or we're afraid of the unknown. We give ourselves all these reasonable reasonings, if you will, reasonable excuses. But you know, there's a statement that says you're the only one blocking yourself from your birth. Yes, I get it. Because until you choose to choose differently, okay, I like that too. What is really going on with all these double words? Until you choose to choose differently, okay, yes, because not choosing is a choice. Resisting is a choice. Until you choose to choose differently, well, I kind of like how that feels. You will repeat the same thing. Remember this. Go back to the beginning. Go back to the truth. Go back to the truth of who you are. There's really no buts. And we say, well, you know, we will do this. Well, I know what my calling is. I know what my purpose is, you know, but I still got to pay my bills. But I still got to do this, but that. As I was sharing, and just triggered by coming to the chat room, the minute we say but, we defend the thing that we're saying we want to let go of. I don't need you to prove to me where you are, who you are. I don't need to prove to myself that what I say I want to let go, I need to hold on to. We don't need to prove that to ourselves. We may want to ask ourselves, what is more that I need to see? What more do I need to see? If I am God in action, if I am an extension of God, if I am creative word, the creative word that was before God, that's with God, that is God. If I am that, if I am an extension of God, or if you want to say, if I'm part of God, whatever you want to call it, if I am that, if God is all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere, evenly present, I am an extension of that, wait a minute. I'm not even going to answer that question, what that says about me. Let me just sit with myself and see what comes up. If God is all-powerful, all-knowing, everywhere, evenly present, and I am an extension of that. I am that. What does that say about me? I'm all powerful? You mean I got power that transcends physical reality? Well, God is all powerful. You're an extension of God. Wow. I have a power that transcends physical reality. I have a power that transcends my body. I have a power that transcends my story. Wow. That's pretty deep. Yes, it is. You're all-powerful because you're an extension of an all-powerful being, if you will. All-knowing? I'm an extension of God. If God and I are one, and God is all-knowing, I am all-knowing? All-knowing, that means I know all? Really? Nah. Hey, you know, you haven't seen my grades. I didn't even go to college. Come on now. I'm surrounded by people who've got alphabets behind their names. They have alphabets that's not even universal. I don't even know what it means. I mean, me? No, all-knowing? Nah, stop. Well, wait a minute. But I do believe that I'm one with God, that I'm all-knowing.
because I'm one with, well, maybe I know much more than I'm allowing myself to believe. Well, but my teacher said I'll never amount to nothing. Society says, oh, don't get carried away. My parents said, you're so dumb. You should be like your sister. You should be like your brother. But you're saying that, you know, I'm all-knowing? No, I'm not saying that. You're saying you're one with God. God is all-knowing. So, hello? I'm everywhere evenly present? Wait. It's not. Well, now, you had me an all-powerful, you know, you had me there. I can see that. All-knowing, I can get that. But come on, everywhere evenly present stuff, that's a bit woo-woo for me now. I'm right here where I'm at, in Atlanta, in California, in D.C., in Nigeria, in Ghana, in Spain, wherever. You know, I'm right here. I'm not everywhere evenly present. You know, this time zone, what are you talking about? I'm everywhere evenly present. Yes, your physical reality is right where it is, but your non-physical self is so expensive, it's everywhere evenly present. And guess what? It's all a game, really. Virtual reality. We all come together in the chat room on the phone line. On the phone line, we give voices to our virtual self, and we give names to our virtual self, and we've never met each other, but we believe we exist. It's a game. It's a universal game. It's a game. Enjoy it. Sometimes you lose. Sometimes you win. I hear a song, but I can't remember the rest of it. Sometimes you lose, sometimes you gain. What is it? You win? What is it? I don't know. It's a slow song. Oh, I don't know. Leave it alone. Doesn't matter. Keep going. Take a break. 347-426-3346. It's time for us to stop using information that is supposed to free us from ourselves. It is time to stop using those information to beat ourselves up. And stop defending why we can't forgive. Stop defending why we can't meditate. Stop defending that we can't pray. Stop defending why we don't go to a church or a spiritual center. Who cares if you go to a church or a spiritual center? It doesn't matter. God is everywhere, evenly present. Wherever you are, God is. There is no spot where God is not. There is no spot where God is not. Simply say, wherever you go, wherever you are, God is. But when you hold on, you miss your own blessing. But life is always in the flow, so you get dragged. And people say, I can't believe they're still dealing with that relationship. Every time they tell me how much they want to be out of it, but they're still in it. Because you're moving with the current of life. But when you let go and you dance with the pain, with the joy, you experience abundance beyond definition. Oh, my God, life gets better. And you get to look at... You don't even get to look. You just look at what you're dealing with that is not to your physical liking, your five senses liking. Yes, that works. You know, when you look at it just from an intellectual perspective, you wish you were in a different place, you're in a different house, you have a different car, you have a car, or you have a different bank account or more money in your bank account. But when you align with the truth of who you are, you're able to look at your financial situation, your relationship, your physical facility, and you can still see with the eyes of love, knowing that I want more, but you're not tripping. 347-426-3346. We're going to take a break, and we'll take a call, and just announcements here. I wouldn't really remind you, those of you who are just joining us, Wednesday, September 21st, is when it's happening, three Wednesdays for Living from the Inside Out Group Coaching Teleconference. Go to lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com for more information. Register now. It is an investment in yourself. $99 for three sessions. You do it individually. You can't even get an hour. Anyway, but you know the deal. Lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We'll take a call. And just continue to let the healing continue. Surrender to something much bigger than you. Surrender to your non-physical self. You are one with Abraham. You are one with Seth. You are one with all the spiritual guides out there.
You are one with them. So it's not like they have all this special information that you don't have. The reason you like it, the reason you listen to it, the reason it makes sense is because it is true. It is you. It is the essence of who you are. Life Conversations Radio, we are daring you to live your best life as you continue to be the change you want to see. And this is the only radio station to listen to because we host the best show on the planet.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Yes, we do. Sometimes depression, people are clinically depressed. Do what you need to do to get you back in alignment. Get the medication. Go see the doctor. Some of us are just depressed because we're not expressing the gift that we're here to deliver. You have a calling. You called yourself forth onto this planet to release it. And until you release it, unless you release it, you are depressing yourself. But when you express yourself, the world will know it. The world will feel it. Let's take a call. Let's go to my dear friend, Glenda. Glenda, I won't do that joke. I won't do that joke. I almost did, but I won't. Hey, Glenda.
Hi, Ade. How are you?
I am wonderful.
I guess I was kind of like spacing out with this particular thought. You know, the more I think about God is omnipresent everywhere, and I am God, the more I can release and see some changes in my life. So I'm sitting down in inner city Brooklyn, and I'm looking at traffic and cars and all everything, and I kind of spaced out for a moment and said, wow, you know, we think we're pretty slick people. We think we're pretty evolved. We got cars and planes and trains and computers and tablets, and we're creating all this stuff. But for a moment, I visualized at the same particular time on this planet, there are still some people who are living just like with the earth. Now, we want to call them primitive or native.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we became the primitives, and they are the advanced ones because they know that God is everywhere. And all there is. You know, they are with the earth. They are with all of the harmony of nature. They're not creating things that are polluting the planet or destroying the planet. They tend to be in harmony with what? The sun, the moon, the food that's around them, even though we may say, oh, like, God, oh, they eat bugs, if that's what they eat. How could they eat that? But check out, we eat McDonald's. We're the evolved ones. Right. No. It's almost like for a moment there, I said, wow, you know, what a joke. You know, we had heaven. We had the proverbial Garden of Eden. But we had to create some other stuff, you know, because, you know, maybe some of us were bored or however you want to call it. So we create this whole world that makes us think that we're so evolved. But we got to go back to what? Nature, go back to our breathing, go back to that very simple state that those people are already in to find out who we are. That's just what came to me.
No, that's a good point, and I appreciate the contribution because really, you know, the minute we think we are more advanced than somebody else, another culture, whatever tradition, they're right there and then we find ourselves in the realm of backwardness.
Right.
You know,
We're going backwards. That's right.
On the History Channel, and it talks about those who came before us and how primitive and how they didn't have the right answer. Fool, the reason you can do what you're doing is because you're continuing where they left off.
Exactly.
You know, scientists have a way of saying, well, we got all this equipment. What are you talking about? It's because they lived is why you're here. It's because they were willing to tap into something beyond the physical is why you even have the idea to be a scientist to find out
exactly.
More.
Exactly. Woo,
Don't get me going. And it's a good point. It's a very good point. Thank you, Glenda. Thank you
so
much.
You're welcome. You have a great day. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you, darling. Ooh, life is good. It's getting better. 347-426-3346. Donna, this is your opportunity to press one more time. I dare you to press one, Donna. We dare you to press one on your keypad, Donna. I'm calling you out. Yes, I am calling you out. But you know, the mid... Donna said, I like it there. Okay, let's go to Donna, because... Okay, Donna, you answered the call. I'm so proud of you. You answered the call.
You inspired me. I said, okay, Ade. Okay, I'm hearing you. Okay, Spirit is calling me. Okay, I'm saying yes. So I answered the call. You're right. You're feeling
yes.
Me right. I've got a lot of, I'm sitting with a lot of emotion today, and I mean, the show is just so wonderful, and it's just, I don't know, I guess it's part of my spiritual process of understanding of how to, I want to shift from the emotions, but at the same time, I want to shift from them from a place of forgiveness and really truly letting them go. And I guess, I don't know, that's where I'm at. And how do you, I know it's simple to do, but sometimes it's almost as if either you're not ready to do it or I feel called to do it, but.
So here's the thing. We can get through this. We've got a few minutes, but we can get through this. Here's the thing. Right now, if you resist the emotional space that you're feeling, the things that you're feeling on an emotional level, if you're resisting it, I want to get beyond this. Oh, I wish I don't feel this. Why am I always feeling like this? What's wrong with me? Resistance. But if you do that, then you create more of it. However, if you let the emotional upheaval, if you will, assist you to get you to see what you really want to see. Now, when we're on a spiritual path, it's like, I've shared this before and I'll share it again, it's like when you decide to clean out your room, it's not always the easiest thing. The idea of having a clean room sounds great. It's like, oh, yes, I get to have a clean room. But when you're cleaning that room, you're going to come up against things like, oh, gosh, I don't like that. I remember I was smelling something. That's what that is. Oh, I like this. You're going to come up against stuff. So when we make a declaration that we want to be more of who we are, when we make a declaration and say we want to express the truth of who we are, we want to tap into what we're calling ourselves forth for, everything that is unlike that new declaration will rise up. So as they're rising up, getting pushed out, just let them go. Don't judge it. Just recognize that it's telling you something. You might get to see something that you pushed down when you were a child that you didn't even address, and it comes up, and suddenly you're feeling sad, you're feeling all these tears, and you don't even know why, or you know why, or you remember something that happened, and you say to yourself, why am I even thinking about this? Everything is going well in my life. No, it's coming up so you can release it, so you can embrace it, so you can forgive it. You couldn't forgive the person who did it, or the fact that you couldn't even protect yourself or defend yourself. You couldn't, because you were a baby, you were a child. But now, from a broader perspective, you can allow the emotional upheaval to assist you, to move you into your greater yet to be. If there's something you need to do, if you need to see a doctor, a therapist, a counselor, talk to somebody, do it. Don't hide from it. Embrace it. But when you resist, there's no room for assistance. So don't make that be, I thought I was beyond this. If you're dealing with it, you're right where you are. That's the letting go. Oh, I don't feel too good today. It's no accident. Somebody else in the chat was saying that I wasn't feeling, they're not feeling quite hot today. They're not feeling quite high. Maybe something is happening in the planets that you're not aware of. And then later on, if you find out there was something happening in the planets, you said, oh, there I was beating myself up. Then you have a different perspective. But we don't care if it's happening in the planet or it's happening in the planet of Donna. Just be grateful for it and ask, what is the gift here? All right?
Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome, darling. We're getting ready to release the show. All is well. Life is getting better and better and better and better. Tomorrow we are talking about spirituality from an African perspective. We don't always talk about it normally. We talk about the Western and the Eastern. Well, tomorrow we're going to go there. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. See you tomorrow. Peace in and peace out.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Let me gift you with a song, because folks are feeling stuff. This is a song, Everywhere I Am. God is right where you are. Ricky Byers Beckwith, weletitbe.com is her website. We Let It Be. Everywhere I Am, meaning God is right where you are, even in the midst of the emotional upheaval, the physical challenges, the financial challenges, the no-job finances. No-job finances? How about the no-job? Let it go. Play the song. They get it. I am in the darkness, I am in the light.
I am in the darkness, I am in the light. Oh, see me if you can. Everywhere
I
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.